So my name is Maggie Heelan and I'm the Saturday Morning Club Officer with St Mary's.
And Maggie, we're here on the balcony of St Mary's GAA Clubhouse, and on the balcony is what looks to me like a black tent. It's a sensory hub. Can you give me a beginner's guide on what a sensory hub is?
Yeah, so basically it's our safe space, and ideally we have it on the pitch every Saturday, but we bring it up here today for everybody to see it. So basically it's a safe space for kids who might have additional needs or might be just having a tough day. And basically it's completely blackout inside. We have sensory lights, we have ear defenders, we have sensory toys, we have a bean bag, we have a textile ball. So basically if you have a child with additional needs who may be playing, or they may have a sibling playing and they might be having a tough time and they need to come in, they can come in, use our safe space, help them self-regulate, bring their mood back, and then they can go back out and continue playing and they're happy out.
You're here on Saturday mornings helping coordinate the coaching for so many kids in the Moharaboy, Kevinsford area, etc. What prompted you to introduce this sensory hub?
Well, firstly, I suppose from a personal experience, I have children myself with additional needs. And one of my children in particular, he just couldn't cope with coming to a GAA pitch because it was too busy, it was too noisy, there was a lot of sensory elements that just, it wasn't effective for him to be here. And I just felt as a family, we needed to be able to come all together as a family and not just leave him with a babysitter or leave him somewhere else. So as I said, we're supposed to be all inclusive in general, so let's do it. So I came up with the idea of a pop-up sensory area. It's a blackout tent, so Joe can come in here, he comes to the pitch now, no problems, and if he finds things a bit tough, he can come into the tent, he self-regulates, it helps him come back to himself, and then he can go back out and play. So it's the difference between us coming as a family and not coming as a family. So it makes our life a lot easier. He has a twin that plays out there, and it means he can play safely knowing that, you know, he's not going to be distracted. It's happy out.
So it's a breakout space, just a Absolutely. Little quiet space almost.
Quiet space, yeah. I suppose we all, especially with the last few years, we all need a bit of time out every now and again. And we find even some of the kids now even, they just need a time out sometimes. They just need a break away from everything, from the chaos. And this is it. It's very versatile. It's a pop-up tent, so you can set it up anywhere you want. And the kids love it. We have a number of kids using it. We have kids using it whose parents are coaching, and it gives us our coaches, they're able to coach without worrying because they know their kids are okay. They know if their kids are stressed, they can come in here, and it's just breaking down those barriers.
And you have two young St Mary's footballers here in their St Mary's tops, Eden and Jasmine. And I see Jasmine is wearing a pair of headphones. So that's another device that helps them get into that calm zone.
Absolutely. We have a sensory box here as well, full of sensory toys. And we also have noise-reducing ear defenders. And they stay at the clubhouse now on a permanent basis. So if you come here on a Monday night and you might have a child with additional needs and mum or dad might have forgot to bring their ear defenders, they're here in this club and they can be used by any child. And that again is fantastic to have, because I've often been caught myself where I've left them behind. And it happened actually at a match in Fintra many years ago, and a parent came up, he had a grandchild and they had ear defenders and they brought them to me. And it's the difference again between his child staying and a whole family having to leave the pitch. And that's what it's about, like, you know.
I can think of instances where kids who don't need have additional needs can be quite spooked by the noise and the big atmosphere of a coaching session at a club. And this is a summer where we have the Calloch's GAA Cool Camps, wonderful camps across Ireland. And St Mary's will have theirs in early August. And you're introducing a new dimension to the Cool Camp week here at St Mary's.
So we actually have 2 weeks of Cool Camps this year. We have our first one on the 18th of July, and then we're holding a second Cool Camp, and that's called the Cool Ella Camp. It's for children specifically with additional needs and their siblings. So basically it's on reduced hours. It's from the 3rd to the 5th of August. It's for any child with additional needs and their families to come in, train. We're working with Sligo GAA. We're working with our own coaches here. Curry GAA also have been fantastic with us, and Sligo Sports Partnership. And we're all going to come together for that week to give every child a chance to be part of a club and to be part of a Cool Camps, which they haven't been able to do before, because Cool Camps is great, but it's so busy, it doesn't always suit every child.
As a parent, finally, Maggie, of someone who has additional needs, what would you like to see happen now across the Sligo GAA family with a sensory hub like this?
Oh, well, my proposal is that every GAA club in Ireland should have this within the next 12 months. We're encouraging GAA to come down and see it. Their hashtag GAA belong is there for a reason. So it's time we all stepped up as clubs, as counties, and got this in every club. If it means there's more families coming, we're more inclusive as a country, then let it happen.
Because the GAA trumpets its diversity and inclusiveness. Absolutely. This is another way they can prove that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's part of our Healthy Clubs initiative as well. So, yeah, my thing is I want to see every GAA club in Ireland having these next year. And they can come and talk to us. They can welcome to come down, pop in, visit, see how it's set up. We'll happily help them, work with them. But, yeah, absolutely, definitely.
I have to say, finally, Maggie, these sensory hubs look very, very comfortable. There's pillows in there. Any danger that some of the grown-ups or the coaches on a Saturday morning, if they want to lie down, are going to steal 40 winks in here?
Now, there is a rumour a coach might have a sick head. But that's normally on a Sunday morning. But yeah, it's just great. It's just great. It's ideal. You can fit, like, you can see yourself the size of it. Ideally, we only have one child in it at any given time. But we've had occasions where we've had three kids with additional needs in it. And they all sat down and shared their lunch together. And it was a big thing for two of them because it was a social interaction that they normally would avoid. So it's great. Like, you could put easily five or six adults in there easily without the disco.
Well, let's leave the last word to Jasmine, who's here at the hub. Jasmine, what's the best thing about this hub? What do you like about it? What's the best thing?
The glowing cubes.
The glowing cube. How does it glow?
In the dark.
And that's cool, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Marcella McGarry, Secretary of St. Mary's LGFA. Well, this is a first for Sligo, Marcella, first of all.
It's really, really has been unbelievable the amount of interest this has garnered from the community. And I suppose what it's opened up is the opportunity for people to come with their children who have children with disabilities or you know, to come in and enjoy the sensory space while their other child plays a sport. And for some children then who have sensory needs and are playing sport, it gives them an opportunity, a space to go into where they can just chill out, have their moment, be 10 or 15 minutes and come back out and play again. And it's a great support for parents. I think it's a really positive thing for the club. And it's the first in, we're going to have our camp in August. It's the first camp ever in Ireland. So we're really, really proud of that as a club.
And I'm sure these resources cost money to put in place. Where did the cash come from?
Well, this sensory tent was sponsored by the Healthy Sligo. And it's the tent and the equipment actually probably about maybe 500 or 600 euro. But it's well worth the spend.
I see you're wearing one of the green GAA Healthy Club tops, as several St. Mary's Club members are. This part of Gaelic football families has become so important now.
It has indeed, yes. And the Healthy Clubs initiative, I suppose, when you think about it really, Austin, I think the Healthy Clubs initiative actually originated in St. Angela's in Sligo. And the Healthy Clubs have grown and grown. And as you will see, as the weeks go on now, you'll see more and more clubs going out doing this Healthy Clubs initiative. You see it on Facebook and social, and in the papers and whatever. So yes, Healthy Clubs is an additional factor to what clubs are already doing. And it's very positive.